August 23, 1922. The soul who lives in the divine will contains the fount of all martyrdoms, sorrows and pains, but also that of all joy, contentments and graces. I was feeling oppressed and in suffering, as if my interior were in continuous act of undergoing new destructions and the annihilation of my poor being. So I prayed Jesus to give me strength, and he, on coming, took me in his arms to infuse new life in me. But this new life was given to me as the occasion to receive a new death, to then be infused another new life. Then he told me, "My daughter, my will embraces everything. It holds tightly within itself all the pains, all the martyrdoms, all the sorrows which exist in the round of all centuries. This is why my humanity embraced everything, each pain, each martyrdom of creature, because my life was nothing other than the life of the divine will. And this was convenient not only to accomplish the work of redemption, but also so that I might be constituted king, help and strength of all martyrdoms, sorrows and pains. If I did not have the fount of all martyrdoms, sorrows and pains within me, how could I be called king of all and possess in me the fount of all helps, supports, strength and grace which are needed for each pain of creature? It is necessary to possess in order to give. This is why I told you many times that the mission of calling a soul to live in my will is the greatest one, the highest and the most sublime. There is no other that can match it. The immensity of my volition will center all the martyrdoms, pains and sorrows. My own will give her divine strength to sustain them, and will form in her the fount of martyrdoms and sorrows. And my own will constitute her queen of all martyrdoms, sorrows and pains. Do you see what it means to live in my will? To suffer not only one martyrdom, but all martyrdoms. Not one pain and sorrow, but all pains and all sorrows. This is why it is necessary that my will be life. Otherwise, who would give her strength in so much suffering? And if this were not the case, how could one say that the soul who lives in my will is the strength of the martyr? If she did not possess the substance of that pain within herself, how could she be strength for someone else? It would then be only a way of saying, an imaginary thing, not a reality. I see that you are frightened in hearing this. No, do not fear. So many martyrdoms, sorrows and pains will be repaid with innumerable joys, contentments, graces, of which my own volition will be the inexhaustible fount. This is fair, if in the soul who lives in it, my will form the fount of sorrows as help for the whole human family, it is also fair that it form the fount of joys and of graces. With this difference, that the fount of sorrows will have an end, because the things of down here, as great as they may be, are always limited. But the fount of joys is from up there, it is divine, and so it is interminable. Therefore, courage, in following the way in my will.